This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more legislation lawmakers considered this year.
Next one up is House Bill 2111.
House Bill 2111 modifies powers of the state auditor. Senator Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit handled this measure on the floor of the Missouri Senate during this year's regular legislative session.
This broadens their ability to more thoroughly investigate corruption in our state. This is a great bill. It passed the House unanimously, which you know that anything about the House, you know that very seldomly ever happens. It has also passed out of Senate committees unanimously this year. Both my version and Representative Krista Finelli's that we're carrying today.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate on May 7th, Senator Fitzwater told his colleagues what this proposal would do.
The provisions in here include a definition on improper governmental activity, which was not defined when it was added in 2013. It allows the state auditor's office to audit entities upon completion of an investigation into a complaint. They currently need a resolution or petition from the local political subdivision. So this allows, if they think that there's an issue at hand, they're allowed to go ahead and audit and investigate. And this is really for a lot of these smaller political subdivisions. It also allows the state auditor's office to audit based on referral from law enforcement. It's similar to provisions that were passed in 2017 that were vetoed.
House Bill 2111 became law on August 28.
I presented an essential piece of legislation for our city in the Progress and Development Committee.
A majority of legislation introduced for this year's session was unsuccessful. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis sponsored Senate Bill 1041, which would have modified provisions relating to benevolent tax credits.
Senate Bill 1041 seeks to improve two important tax credits for neighborhood assistance programs and youth opportunities and violence prevention. These programs reduce crime, increase success rates for at-risk youth, and create more affordable housing across our city.
After receiving committee approval, this measure did not see time on the floor of the Missouri Senate. Senator Roberts also sponsored Senate Bill 792, legislation that sought to establish the Revitalizing Missouri Downtowns and Main Streets Act.
I'm happy to announce that my bill to revitalize Missouri's downtowns and main streets has been voted out of committee. This act will further incentivize the creation of more residential space, addressing housing and crime, while adding more vibrancy to the city.
This proposal also saw committee approval, but no time from the entire Missouri Senate. We will continue to highlight both those measures that have become law, as well as proposals that were not so successful this year, but could return in one form or another next year. In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official bill numbers on December 2nd. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will begin in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.